Joshua Cooper explains how the Universal Periodic Review can be a tool to work with governments and nations in securing indigenous rights, and uses the UPR of the United States as an example.
Hello, I'm Joshua Cooper, and I'm here helping different indigenous peoples regarding specific issues on the agenda items of the UN Permanent Forum on Indigenous Issues. But I'm also here to focus on the upcoming Universal Periodic Review of the United States. So the United States of America will be reviewed for its second time in this cycle on May 11th. And we thought it was really important at this permanent forum to be able to see if we could use the permanent forum as a space for all indigenous peoples' universal periodic reviews, so that one of the most important things about the universal periodic review is indigenous peoples and civil society don't get to speak during the UPR. It is an exchange between governments. But what we've done in the past 6 years is if we write and if we create and if we present these recommendations and questions to the governments, they usually do a great job at speaking on behalf of indigenous peoples and taking the recommendations and pushing them on the governments. So what we're hoping to do is to have a side event during the permanent forum that brings governments and missions to the event that then allows indigenous peoples who are already here at the permanent forum to not have an extra cost to come to New York again or to go to Geneva, but to be able to speak here freely with those governments and ask them to take their message to the Universal Periodic Review. This is also important for many indigenous peoples because in the U.S., you can still go to Washington, D.C., and you can meet with all of the embassies, which we've done. But in other places where indigenous peoples are, if they go to the Capitol and if they organize, there'll be severe harassment, intimidation, and even arrest and death. So the permanent forum can be a space where indigenous peoples come and be able to put their issues forward, not only through the interventions from the floor, but that those recommendations can live longer and be brought forward in the Universal Periodic Review of their countries. We're looking at this because Australia will come up in November, and we're looking at this for indigenous people so that when they see the calendar of the Universal Periodic Review, the exciting thing is it's already 4.5 years out. So indigenous peoples can say, we're coming up in this year, we can go to the permanent forum, and we can begin our advocacy here. And then we know when it comes up, we've already started all of our work. So we thought it'd be really important to try this new case study of UPR advocacy and to have diplomacy dialogues prior to the review of countries.
For more information on this and other Indigenous issues, visit cs.org/rights.